All right, here is our classroom pledge of the week from Mrs. Cool's third grade class at Chester Elementary.
News time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Student orders food just so the delivery driver can kill the spider.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Alrighty, Kevin.
Just in case you missed it, Gonzaga won last night.
Yeah, did they, huh?
They scored 101 points.
Yeah.
Against Baylor.
That got away from Baylor pretty quick.
It did. And then Baylor kind of got it. They had a little run, and you were like, oh, okay, don't do this.
Don't do that, yeah.
And then I think it was Caleb Battle decided, I'm going to make three threes in a row, and then maybe Nolan made one, and it was like, oh, never mind, we're up by 25 again.
Yeah, it's fine.
It happened fast.
Yeah, good night. At that point.
Did you get to see the highlight of the game?
I'm
so many good
showing
highlights.
The crowd?
It was a big crowd.
Great crowd.
Great crowd at the arena.
Really
my son was there
crowd.
Last night, and he said it was very loud. It was very
loved
fun.
Loved that. Yep.
Did you
You know, that's the atmosphere. I know the kennel gets loud, but you wish that it could be... You know, the benefit, of course, of the arena is just
more people.
More people. Yeah,
another 4,000 people.
More people. So, of course, more energy, I would imagine. Now, again, the intimacy of the kennel and all the rest of that. But, man, having 10,000 screaming people is pretty cool.
Well, our guy made sure that he is going to be on a poster someday. Good old Joe Few.
Oh, what'd he do?
Well, they have a player on Baylor who is projected to be a top 5 pick in the NBA next year. He's a freshman. He's real gifted, real talented. And he didn't have the best game last night, so I think he had some frustration.
Sure.
And he got one at the end of the game where he kind of was coming down the side, and he was like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. I'm going to show what I can do, and I'm gonna fly up in the air, and I'm going to dunk this ball. And I don't really care who gets in the way.
Okay.
Well, Joe Few is the one who decided to get in the way.
Oh, no.
And Joe, who's not super tall and is not going to be a number one, you know, a top 5 pick in the NBA draft.
Probably not, no.
He kind of jumped up and tried to sort of block it. I mean, I don't know. He gave it a good effort. He didn't just bail.
Yeah.
But that man then jumped over his head.
Ah, man.
And dunked the basketball. And Joe Few fell onto the ground. The man stood over him for a second, as they always do.
Right, yeah.
And just kind of gave him a, hey.
That was a mistake on your part.
Yeah, like, I'm frustrated. And Joe just smiled and said, my dad's the coach. And got up and said, I can do whatever. And then came down and
that's funny.
Threw another pass, a little assist at the end for us to get 101 points.
I see, yeah. Just got posted at the end.
Oh, man, it's something. You got
I'll look it up and find it.
It was one of those moments where you're just like, oh, dang it, Joe. Dang it.
I bet you his teammates might ride him for that a little bit today. Yeah.
Do you think when they come in today that's going to be on loop on one of the, you know, on the TVs?
On the TV,
where they're
going
to watch film. Before we watch film, how about this?
I feel like Steve might do that. Just be the guy who just gets in the way and gets dunked on. And then
be the video? Oh, I thought you wanted me to be the video coordinator.
Well, I wouldn't mind that either.
Okay.
Well, and I believe the video coordinator at Gonzaga this year is his brother AJ.
Oh no. Well, then
so
you know.
Oh, you're extra in trouble. Yeah. Unless mom's like, don't do it.
I'm watching it now. Oh my.
It's really something.
Oh my. Yeah.
I mean, what can you do though?
Yeah. Well, get out of the way.
You could have moved, but I kind of respect Joe that he just stood in there and like gave it a good old college try.
As they seem to say.
Yep. Okay, well, this is election news, Kevin style. Mm-hmm. 34% of people say they would sell their vote For how much money? What do you think the going rate is for a vote?
$1,000.
Okay, Jay, $1,000, that was only a very... That was only like 5% of people.
Okay, that's encouraging.
Said they would sell it for $1,000. They are known as drug addicts.
Oh, Kevin, Eugene.
They just need a quick buck.
Okay, so it's much higher than that is what you're saying.
I don't say it's much, but I mean it's definitely higher than...
Five?
$5,000 is right, Jay. A third of people say they would sell their vote for $5,000.
Oh, so I could pay for my groceries this week?
What? I get what you did. That was funny. That was funny.
Yeah. I mean, again, now, you're offering people $5,000.
$5,000? Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of thinking, I'd do that. And I'm going to say it right now. Mm-hmm. I have not filled out my vote yet.
Oh, so it's up for grabs. Is that what you're saying?
Ironically.
That's no. That's a no.
I don't think this is legal.
No, it's not. Clearly.
But if you send me, you know, a little DM
stop
or something.
It. You need to stop. You literally need to talk it over. No, you need to stop right now. Please. Please.
Is this tampering with the election results?
I don't know what it is. I just don't like it.
It can't be right.
Now, here's the thing. If I sell it to you for $5,000, which means I'm still filling it out. I'm just filling out what you want. But the problem is then I still have to get it turned in before midnight. And there's not a great...
You... Yeah, I don't think that's going
to
happen.
This is the way I like to do it. I like to vote, and I like to take it the last day and drop it off and then come home and see that, you know, oh, look, they've almost got a winner. My vote really did matter.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I always
so
do
you
it.
Wait till the end.
Yeah.
And then if they project, you're like, pfft.
Yeah, that's not who I voted for.
I see. I get what you're saying.
And then you just go, huh. Every vote matters. Did it?
Well, I mean.
You see what I'm saying, though?
I understand what you
mean. Yeah.
The math doesn't always work out in your right. favor, is what you're saying.
We'll get that done today. Yeah. I've got it sitting there with
done.
My little pen ready
get her
to
done.
Fill it out and drop it off.
Yeah.
I don't know why I like waiting till the last minute. I guess it's just part
because
of my...
Because you're Kevin?
It's just part of my human nature, yeah.
I was going to say, wait a minute. Yeah. You know you're talking about
yourself.
Well,
I haven't decided.
You're still undecided. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's your right.
Hopefully something, there'll be a sign or something, or $5,000 that will help me decide.
That would be a sign, yeah. When you mean sign, you're not literally talking about a political sign.
Maybe I'm driving home from work today and
with
I see
your,
one
with
and
your
I go,
soup.
That's it. That's all I need.
Yeah.
Don't you dare. I spill my soup.
He's got his soup in hand and suddenly it's like a revelation. Oh.
Ooh, soup. What if there was someone with the last name Soup?
Well, that would be ironic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I tell you that it's not that I don't care because I do care.
Sure.
I care so much. Then I want to get it right.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like I want to. The problem is president. Okay. Easy enough. I know who I could vote for. I know who I want to vote for.
All right.
But man, all these initiatives and all this stuff and then like trying to learn all of them.
Yeah. Because
I don't like to just put a vote down and not really know what I'm voting for.
Fair. So you've waited till today to do any sort of research.
No. I've been looking up stuff.
Oh, okay.
I started to fill it out a couple days ago.
Oh,
and I was just
there
like,
you go.
No, a couple weeks ago.
So you got a little bit done and then you're kind of thinking and then a little
yeah,
bit more
just,
and then thinking.
Gosh, it's a lot of pressure.
I mean, Tom says it right. Kevin, it's not taxes. You can't file for an extension.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
She's like, I feel like it's one of those that we have no business playing in. You know, it's one of those.
Sure.
Where it could just be a really long weekend for the girls. She goes, but my daughter doesn't care. She just wants to go have fun and be
there
part of
go.
It. And I'm like, yeah, hey, well, that works out
nothing
good.
Nothing wrong
then.
With that.
Kevin James.
That's a lot better than the kid who is miserable because we lost and everybody else is an idiot.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, you know, I was going to say today, be nice to people. You know, it's one of the reasons we're not doing a listener letter for the last couple of days, you know, the be nice to people thing. And here would be my example for you. I was at Costco yesterday because It was time. They had called and said I hadn't been there for a minute, so I stopped by and I was going through the self-check line at Costco as I tend to do. And you know, the self-check at Costco, they have a couple people there. We talked about how they have the little zapper, you know, you boop, oh, yeah. Boop, boop, you know, and they...
That you can't use.
No, you don't get it. They get it. And it's for big items, usually, you know, it's like, hey, I happen to have some of those black and yellow totes.
Oh, yeah.
In my cart. So the lady came over. She said, hey, you want me to help you with that? I said, of course. And she said, well, you have to ask because, you know, somebody got a little mad when they didn't ask. They just came over and started helping and... The one lady who's a fine listener to our program, she says, that somebody there, she was helping the guy. And the guy goes, I can do it myself. She goes, oh, okay, sorry, just helping. And he goes, well, he said a bad word.
Oh, boy.
To her. And that's why I'm in the self-check, blank, blank. And she's like, whoa, well, you don't have to be rude. And he goes, well, blank, blank. And I'm like, wow.
Well, they don't give you the scanner. How can you... Do it by yourself.
Well, you can scan it by yourself, but you do, you know, obviously the big items, you don't want to have to lift up, you know, like, I don't know, a so case of water.
He has to lift up the big items and put them
absolutely.
On the thing.
Okay. Yeah. And then, you know what I mean? So usually they do the big items for you, which I find extremely helpful.
Absolutely.
Apparently this man did not. So, yeah, maybe not cuss out the lady at Costco who's just trying to help you.
Yeah, it's not her fault.
Just saying, you know, well, yeah, I mean, she's just being nice. Like, at what point do you not want someone to be nice? I don't know. Anyway, be nice, for crying out loud. Now over to you, Kevin.
There it is. There's the message. Be nice, everybody.
I mean, it's really not that hard.
Well, yesterday, you kind of started this, Jay, where you were like...
I did.
You started it.
You pointed over at Steve's corner in his room. It was the corner that used to get piled from the desk to the ceiling with Slim stuff.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just the studios in general, by this time of the year, we have collected a year's worth of new stuff. And we like collecting stuff and putting it on the walls.
We do.
It's very scrapbooky on the walls. You know, it's not like it's, you don't come in and go, wow, that's a clean studio. It's, our lives have been lived on the walls and they tell a story.
Yeah, and sometimes in that studio, people give us cool stuff.
Yeah.
But it's like, well, I don't really know where to put it. We don't have a place to put it right now. So it just kind of all goes in that corner for a while.
Right.
Well, and that's happening in Steve's room now. And you said, you know, Steve, one of these days you're going to come in here and I'm going to clean that all up.
Yep.
And then you said, what the heck is that box? Because there is a box for a fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, Jay, that's for the fan that we have in this room. That's how Steve brought it in. It's his fan from college.
I mean, how old is that, Steve, that fan?
That's a good question. More than 10 years. I guess it would be... What year is it?
Okay. I mean, it's still 2024. When were you in college? Maybe we could go that way.
I'm also trying to figure out when I got it. I believe it was my freshman year.
Okay.
So...
2010?
2009.
2009. That's more than 10 years. So 15 years.
15 years he's
been... And the box looks like it because it has a little bit of tape on it. It's just an older looking box. And I was just like, wait, you keep the fan in the original box?
Yeah, because you go, well, can we throw the box away? And he goes, well, then how would I carry the fan?
I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah. And let me say, the box would have been in better condition had I not had to store it.
Well, I mean, that's what you do with a box is you store it. That's the only reason to have it, is it not?
Well, in storage, though. Because I had to, like, tape it up, and that's why it's got tape on it.
Right.
Steve, do you have quite a few things in a box or not?
Well, I mean, it's out of the box, probably.
But do you have the boxes is what I'm asking?
Most of the time, yeah.
So that's the way, if you were to pack stuff to move, it would go back in a box?
Correct.
That's amazing.
That's crazy.
Like I have the box to my microwave.
Okay,
It's
unreal.
I think I have my box to my alarm clock. Yeah, you know, just a few things.
How about the TV? You bought a TV when you moved up here.
Please say no.
Do you have the box for the TV?
You know I do.
You do?
Yeah.
And when I got the styrofoam and everything?
Yeah, I think it does have it.
So where do you keep them?
Oh, my gosh.
It's in my closet in the back.
So you are storing all of the boxes of anything basically that you've bought just in case you ever need to move it again.
Well, it's going to be moved at some point.
Before it wears out?
the fan has moved many locations.
Yeah.
Proof in the pudding, Jay.
What's the weirdest box to keep, Kevin? The TV one or the microwave one?
Oh, boy.
And let me tell you, when I gave away my old TV.
Right. You had the box.
I had the box. Mm-hmm. Very easy to transport.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I will say, I think the microwave is stranger because
I do too.
You're not going to hurt the microwave when you move it.
No, correct. You could hurt the TV.
I mean, there's been times where I'm like, yeah, I kind of wish I would have had that as I tried to carry this with one arm and nearly dropped
it. A blanket.
Like, yeah. The TV actually makes some sense.
What about the fan?
No. I mean, easier to carry?
Is it?
No, easier to stack.
Yes.
Like, easier to load.
That's true.
Not to carry.
Man, I don't know of anybody. I feel like I...
So I had a buddy back many years ago who was a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
And this is back before I did things the right way. And I just had all my speakers.
Oh, my.
And
how far back was that?
I've been doing things completely the right way for 5 years.
Oh, I thought you were going to say minutes.
Maybe. But he had... I just had my speakers. I didn't even have bags for them. I had nothing. I just, you know, was like, hey, load them up. Let's go.
I got you.
You know, now I have these really expensive bags for all of my gear. Everything's protected. But it would drive him crazy because he had the boxes for every piece of equipment. And that's how he loaded it in his car and took it to gigs.
Well, it would stack and it would be neat. But you're also moving that a lot. Steve's not like moving. He's moving twice in 15 years.
Yeah, no. Steve is just storing boxes, which... Most people, that would drive you crazy, right?
Yeah, I would think, yeah.
Well, also, what if I need to, like, make a diorama or something?
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what a diorama is?
No, that's why I said I don't know what that is.
Wait, do you know what a diorama is, Jay?
No.
Is that not a thing around here?
I don't know if it's a thing around anywhere.
You know, it's like you take a shoebox.
Oh, that's what that's called. You take a shoebox and you make it about your life?
No. It can be, it can be like anything.
Mm-hmm.
But it's inside of the shoebox.
Right.
And I guess it could be a...
Like they did it as a middle school project here. That tends to be the thing where they're like, oh, show us the things that are important to you. And then, you know, the kids would put like the important things in their life inside the shoebox, and it kind of tells the story.
Yeah, I don't know if that's really... diorama, a replica of a scene, typically a three-dimensional model, either full-sized or miniature.
And that's the joke you wanted to go with.
I'm pretty happy with it.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Elsie.
Yes, honey.
Kevin James.
Kevin here has a question for you.
Okay.
Elsie, what's for breakfast?
Genius.
Insure and a can of supple.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, big jackpot.
Money. I want money, man.
I
want
to give away some money.
Yeah.
You ready for it?
Yes.
If Jackson's ready. Jackson, what's up?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I got my son here with me, and we're super pumped.
What's your son's name?
Killian.
With a K?
That is right.
Killian.
Ooh, Killian, like Killian Tilly.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, how old's Killian?
How old are you?
I'm turning 9
in
November
20th. Wow. Nicely done.
You guys have great names. Jackson and Killian.
That is good. Those are great names. I agree, Kevin.
What a duo, like a country duo that would be.
Jackson and Killian?
Yeah.
Or just one name, Jackson, Killian, or Killian Jackson, actually.
Oh, better. Killian Jackson.
Yeah. Killian Jackson, yeah. Yeah, any song he put out, he'd be Killian it, you know what I mean? Did you actually ask Killian to say his age because you couldn't remember, or you were just trying to get him to talk?
No, we've been listening to your guys' show for a while now. We come out in the morning, start the pickup early just for the jackpot and hear you guys. And
oh, nice.
Just love listening to your show together. So just to even get him to say his age on the radio is just kind of cool.
Buddy, absolutely.
That is love fantastic. It. That's great. I want you to win even more than before.
Well, me too.
Okay, so who's deciding what they think the jackpot might be? Is it you or is it your son? Who do you think has a better guess?
Oh, I think Daddy's going to give it a try.
Okay, all right. So you know it's more than $533. So now what do you think is in the Jay and Kevin Big Jackpot?
Oh, boy, 533. Yep. So probably... 568.
It's time to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot.
Just to clarify, you said 568, correct?
Correct.
Okay, $568. I hope it's in there. Let's find out together.
Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot is...
Again, we are looking for $568 for Jackson and Killian. Let's see.
$555.
Oh, 555. Dang it. Well, listen, it's going to grow, obviously, when we play again at 9:30. And I suppose Killian will probably be in school by then. But 9:30, we play again. And you're more than welcome to try at that point, okay?
Thank you guys so much.
Killian, if we don't talk to you before, have a great birthday on the 20th, okay?
Okay.
See you, buddy.
Yes.
You're very, very welcome.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good day, guys.
See you, bud. All thank right, thanks. Thank you. Ah, oh, dang it.
Oh, my God.
Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot keeps growing with every wrong answer. Keep listening for your next chance to win.
More than $555 at 9:30. Nice folks, huh?
Yeah, very nice. I was at the end there. I was going to ask him to play a little game of rank 'em.
Oh.
Rank 'em.
Wait, what are we ranking?
Number one to number three, your favorites on the show. just kind of see what it was, you know? Little awkwardness on election day.
Oh, man. I was going to see if they're still there. You wanted to rank the participants of the show is what you're saying.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
Well, Steve, you'd be number one.
I think you'd be one.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty obvious.
Oh, man.
Oh, dang it, Kevin. I wish you would have said that earlier. I would have loved to put, you know, old Killian on the notice there on, you know, what? Guess what? You're on the spot,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, darn it.
Hey, I think we still got some people calling for the jackpot. You want to grab one of them?
Have them rank the show?
Rank them.
Oh. Hello, Jay and Kevin Show.
Hi.
Hey, we already played the Jay and Kevin Big Jackpot. Sorry about that, though. Is that why you were calling?
Huh?
There's another vote for Steve. Hey, you want to try another one?
I don't know. Do I?
I don't know.
Sure. Call in. Let's find out. Get my professional voice on. Good morning, Jay and Kevin Show. God. Hello.
Oh, hey, guys. How's it going?
Good morning, Jay and Kevin.
How you guys doing, man?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Yourself?
I'm good. Oh,
gosh. Turn your radio down for a second.
Yeah, we,
if you don't mind.
Is this Fireball Phil?
I was going to say, this voice sounds very familiar.
How's it going?
I mean, huh? So, Phil, you want to rank them?
Yeah, I would love to rank them, please.
Okay, all right, hold on a second. Let me get the drummer. Let me get the drummer up and rolling.
Do we go 3-1?
Well, yeah, you got to go. It's a countdown, okay. Kevin.
Just making sure.
Okay, the crowd's ready to go. Let's get the drummer good. All right, Phil. Rank them 3-1. Here we go. Number three.
The last caller was number three.
No. number two.
over two. Oh, my gosh, I'm crying. Oh. Number two is me.
Okay,
that's fair.
Number two.
And number one is the Coyote Country Group.
Oh, what a guy.
Politically correct on election day.
Look at him go. Look at him go.
Phil, I'm glad we gave you a laugh today.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Thank you, guys.
You got it, buddy. Have a great day. We'll see you, bud.
I don't know if it was the laughter that he was out of breath or the running to somewhere, or I don't know what he was doing.
Oh, no. I'm actually driving to Moscow today. So.
Okay.
Well, it's time to focus, my friend.
I needed that.
See you, buddy.
I needed that.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I enjoy playing the stomach.
Yeah. The old, trying to think of a name for it.
Kevin James.
The belly bongos.
I think there you go.
Oh, belly bongos, like Steve. That. There you go. The old belly bongos.
Yeah, that's a great one, Steve.
Thank you. Good job.
Well done, Steve. You know what? Candy corn for you, because I know you hate it.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Well, that's nice. Hey, don't forget the app is available for you. You can download the Coyote Country app. Take us with you. We're right there in the palm of your hand, or purse or pocket, wherever you want to keep us. I saw somebody the other day who had it tucked in their belt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? So it was
just kind of used like the belt as a holder.
Yeah, and it just was tucked into their belt.
That works.
I'd never seen that before, and it was like in the front. And I didn't know if that was, it was like too big for the pocket or what the story was there, right? I wasn't sure.
Huh.
Caught me off guard, though. I was like, ooh, that's not
something I've seen before.
Mm-mm. Yeah, but whatever. As long as she had the Coyote Country app, she could listen wherever she was storing her phone at the time.
Perfect.
Steve, you have this Lainey Wilson audio about her, what is it, her ultimate bonfire? Is that what it is?
Like the people that she would want to be a part of it. The top five people.
Top five people at your bonfire. Mm-hmm.
And I guess they have to be country stars,
country
correct?
Music people.
Yeah, that makes sense because I got you. Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah. I mean, obviously family would be, you know, family and you're out.
Yeah. So I do have the audio if you'd like me to
play. I
would
love it.
All right. Hold on one second here. Okay, here we go.
The five people I would bring to my bonfire. I have a lot of really fun country music fans who like to listen to a lot of country music and have a little bit of whiskey, so this is going to be hard. My goodness. Reba. Mm-hmm. Dolly Parton. Jelly Roll. Hardy. And Luke Combs.
Oh, wow. Luke Combs. That one kind of surprised me a little bit. I've heard her say the Reba and Dolly thing before, and she loves Jelly. I get that. That one seems to make sense. What was the other one besides Luke Combs?
So it was Reba
Dolly, Jelly, Luke, and
Hardy.
Oh, Hardy. Yeah. Yep, okay. Yep.
Because he's a good time.
Yeah, sure. I get that. Ooh, I kind of like the list.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
What are you thinking about as far as your list, Kevin? Do you have five?
Well, I mean, okay, we're at a campfire. I need my guys who were just going to sit and play guitar and sing a little bit.
Right.
Tell some stories, whatever. So my guy Eric Church, this is a perfect spot.
Ooh, it's a good one, yeah.
Such a perfect spot.
Very smart. Very smart.
Very smart.
Now, Sam Hunt is my other favorite guy, like in that setting, right? Like where he just could sit there and play.
He could. No, are you looking to be entertained or have social interaction? Because I mean, some of the guys who can be entertaining might not be the greatest talkers.
Yeah, no. I mean, just like social interaction. These guys are there for the entertainment part.
Okay.
Then Jelly Roll is 100% at this party.
Very fun, yeah.
He's got one of the greatest laughs of all time.
Yeah, and he's going to be entertaining, and he's got great stories.
Yeah.
Not only a great laugh, Kevin, but like we like to say around here, a willing laugher.
A willing laugher. And just a guy who enjoys life, and he would be like, this is so cool being at this, you know, just being here is
absolutely,
so
absolutely,
cool.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. Gosh darn it. I didn't write these down because I was like, I won't forget them. These are easy. I know who I want at my bonfire.
I feel like I want two different bonfires. I want a Legends bonfire, and then I want, you know, more of a current bonfire.
A Legends one.
You know, Legends bonfire would be, you know, obviously almost all of the current Legends, but boy, there's so many current guys that I think would be fun.
You know what? I'm taking Morgan Wallen, and I can't, here's the deal. He's going to get drunk, and he's going to probably try to fall in the fire.
He's going
to
be fun.
We're going to have to babysit him.
No, he's going to be fun.
But it's
going to
be kind of fun.
Yeah.
And I do feel like he's just got that boyish giggle. He is going to be a lot of fun. I'm trying to stay away from having any woman there to stop us from.
Oh, my.
You know what I mean? I'm not saying that in a bad way, but I feel like if you get a woman mixed in the group, then I feel like it takes away some of the dynamic.
People will act differently.
Yeah.
Is that what you're thinking? Okay, I understand what you're saying.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to throw Randy Houser in because
great laugh.
His laugh, and if he sings one
thing. How many do you have? Like six in there now or seven? How many do you have total? What do you got?
Dude, she had five.
Okay, so what do you got?
I think I got four now.
You got Houser, and you got Jelly, and you got Morgan, and Eric.
And Sam Hunt. I did
it. Sam. Okay, so five. Perfect. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Happy bonfire.
I think I'm going to go, I'm going to take Jelly because he's, again, obvious reasons, very fun, funny, loves to laugh, has great stories, and is, like, attentive to other people's stories. So the rest of the group will then realize, and Jelly will be like, man, that's cool. He'll make people feel cool about talking or singing. Chris Jansen is going to be there because he is going to provide all the energy if it starts to slow down.
Yes.
He's all the sugar.
Oh, man. He's just going to be there drinking his Mountain Dew, just going crazy, just having a blast. He's also can sing 500 songs. He knows every song on the planet. Cody Johnson, I got to have a preacher, and Cody's going to preach.
Okay.
Jordan Davis is going to provide the young family man. He and Jansen will provide that. You know, got kids, very young kids, fun, hip, got it going on. And then the old man, who is a great guitar player, who will be able to play for everybody else's singing, Brad Paisley.
Oh, yeah, and Paisley, talk about a perfect spot for him, a bonfire.
For sure.
He's just going to play, and he's very funny.
Extremely funny.
So he's probably just going to play those songs that are like inappropriate campfire songs.
That's it. Yeah. That's it.
Steve, have you been around country music long enough to have a list?
Sure.
All right.
Let's hear it. Steve's. Who would you want at your bonfire? Mm-hmm.
All right. Number one, Kelsey Ballerini.
Okay.
All right. that was it. He just wants a bonfire by himself. Kelsey.
Yeah, well, I mean,
yeah. Huh?
You know, it was. Number two, Ella Langley.
Okay.
Number three.
Again, I'm ready to leave.
Alexandra Kay.
Okay.
Okay.
Number four. Carly Pierce.
Right.
And number five. Dasha. I don't know.
Oh, Dasha. Dasha. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Interesting.
We would have quite a bonfire.
Yeah.